That's the topic of the day here at Rosie on the House, party with the lights on. I can't believe the amount of options and choices we have in lighting up our world inside every one of your homes. If you've been listening, you've heard that just at our home, our simple little modest home, we have 15 different light bulbs that we need to inventory and stockpile to make sure that we can replace any one particular light bulb that burns out in our house at any one time. 15 different light bulbs. In a lot of ways, I think that's sick. Can we go back to candles? But let's talk with our special guest here today, Alan Childers from Statewide Lighting. Alan, and I want to thank you for carving time out of your family time on the weekend to come in and help educate the Arizona homeowners. If we can't get everybody's questions answered, how would people get a hold of you?
Well, we're Statewide Lighting. Phone number is 480-391-0452. We're located in Scottsdale, just off the 101 in Shea.
Been in business.
Been there for 25 years. Been in Arizona for 40. So
you were joking about when Rosie turns the lights on at his house, it's blinding and everything. Mm-hmm. Y'all have like 10,000 lights on a day.
Yeah. We have a few. We have a showroom is 10,000 square feet, so we've got just about everything you can think of as to do decorative or functional or however you want to do it.
Yeah, it's almost like there's too many choices. I'd still like to hunt down the scientist that invented more than one color of white.
Yeah.
Why do you need a paint deck with 47 different shades of white? You know, that just really complicates my life. But let's talk about some of the light fixture options and choices they have out there. Let's just talk about that typical recess can light that everybody has in their house. We mentioned that it could be as many as 20 different bulbs that fit in there. But let's talk about if we're just using it like most of them are used as general area lighting. Take us through the four or five most common choices and what we could expect from each different bulb.
Well, if it's just general down lighting, functional, you know, just light up everything, the most common is, after they've changed it a few years ago, is the BR light bulb. It used to be just a PAR bulb and everything. Then they went to the BR. They tried to save energy. They went from 75 watts down to 65 watts. And they're usually always floods. Now, if you want the brighter light, like your house, you've gone to the PAR bulb, which kind of reminds you of the outdoor flood bulb.
Okay.
It's an encased bulb. So it's a bulb within a bulb.
Okay.
So to speak. And just remember that even though it's a halogen bulb, it is still considered an incandescent bulb because it has a filament.
I sure like that light. Man, I really, really like that light.
Well, it is the preferred light color, I mean, for the most part. But now, you know, you also remember when you walk in, the top of your head kind of heats up a little bit, too.
Each one of those bulbs is burning at about 240?
Around the 300 range.
300 degrees.
Right.
Each bulb is 300 degrees.
And they are designed.
That's hotter than a candle. That's hotter than a flame.
No. A flame burns 1,200 degrees.
In a wax candle?
Yeah. A flame is about 1,200.
Okay. Degrees. All right.
So, 900 to 1,200. That particular bulb that you have is designed to force that heat out forward and get it out away from the bulb. It's hanging 90% of the time. It's upside down.
Yes.
So, you know, they've got to push that bulb out. The same way with the BR30 bulbs, which are in probably, you know, 90% of the homes that have an upgrade to the PARs, they have a bubble in the back of the bulb that makes them, and it's got a heat shield that also, when they changed it maybe 10 years ago to the BRs, to force that heat out the front. They didn't want that heat going back up into the attic. Then they went with airtight bulbs and stuff, airtight recess cans. You can do a multitude of bulbs in a recess can. It's a task-oriented situation where you really need to figure out what you want to light up and how you want it lit.
Let's talk through that old 75-watt PAR, okay? That was a bulb that was, I mean, that was just the standard. That was the one that everybody put in there. You were going to spend in the day, $3 or $4 for one, maybe a little more?
Yeah, probably, yeah, right at.
Okay, now we replace the PAR with the BR, right?
Drop the price down to, in a standard incandescent, down to about $1.50.
$1.50 a piece, okay.
Right.
And then we step up to the halogen. I think we're spending, what, babe, about $6 a bulb?
I think that's right.
For everyone?
$5.95. It depends on where you buy them, but yeah, $5.95, $6 is norm.
And you and I were doing a little math at break about what it costs us to light our kitchen up every hour and how rethinking that might incent us to get into some LEDs.
Yeah.
You want to talk us through that math?
Well, in your 18 cans, you've got the 75 watts. It's costing you, and we're using a norm of about 13 cents a kilowatt hour, which, everybody's is a little different depending on what they got. Would run you about $1.75 an hour to light up your whole kitchen full maximum. So it's about $1.75 an hour.
I think that's a fair price. For $1.75, I would turn all those lights on to cook at night. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not scared yet. Okay.
Right. And you're going to burn those bulbs out, they say, about every month and a half. They're 2,000 hours. So about every month and a half-ish, you're going to be changing one. So you're going to be spending – so it's another 6-7 bulbs a year, 8 bulbs
That's
a year.
That's about right, yeah.
So you're looking at another, $30 to $40 a year in light bulbs, not to mention the heat and the air conditioning. If you go to the LED bulb at, let's say, $29-$30 a light bulb, you're going to go up – go down for those same 18 cans that you're spending $1.75, you're going to light up those 18 cans for the same hour at 26 cents.
That's significant.
So,
plus you don't have to climb up on the counter and change the light bulbs every day.
Right. So, yeah, you're not going to be changing that bulb.
How long do they last?
Well, here again, the way they say is, this bulb that I brought in, which is show and tell on the radio, This one averages 22.8 years at 3 hours a day average that's the norm of how they rate bulbs is on a 3 hour a day deal. So 22 years. Now, will it last that long? No, it's not going to. But and you're going to burn your kitchen lights, 5 or 6 hours a day usually, from morning to night and everything. So roughly, let's say 12 years.
Okay,
so you're only going to replace that once every 12 years.
Well, it seems like it's not that one of those bulbs burns out every month and a half, but of all 18 in there, we probably replace 3 or 4 or 5 a year at least.
Mm-hmm.
At least. So yeah. I can see what you're saying there.
With that cost, can you phase them in or do you have to do all at once?
Well, it's like a halogen light bulb. They deteriorate over time because of, the heat that's in them. So you will notice if you don't change them out all at once, you are going to notice a color difference because that's what's going to be dropping off is the color. Like on a halogen, as it burns out, or it gets lower and lower, it gets dimmer and dimmer. Well, the same thing is going to happen with the LED bulbs. What they rate right now is the life of a bulb is of an LED bulb is 70%, 70 to 80%. So you will notice a color difference.
The good news is where it would have been 5 years ago, $2,000 to replace all of our lights. Now, at $30 a piece, we can do it for well under $600.
Well under $600.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and you're a little over the norm. I don't believe that.
I still want to add one.
Yeah.
I still want one more.
So now it's over the norm.
Yeah. You're a little. See, most of the time, kitchens have six, seven, eight bulbs, you know.
Okay. So if I add that one more light, I can take the light off my forehead. Let's see if we can get to a call real quick. We got a great call.
We have one call that came in before that.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
Miss Mary from Scottsdale.
Yes.
She wanted to know, she has a high ceiling walk-in closet, and she wanted to know what wattage would probably be acceptable in that setting.
Mm-hmm. Well, without knowing it, she's not here. I don't know what type of fixture she has.
Mm,
it's a recess can, you know. You can change the brightness in the fixture, in the space just by changing the color of the bulb. You know, she may have a 2700 watt or 2700 Kelvin, and maybe it's 60 watts. If she went up to a 4100 Kelvin, it's going to be a lot brighter and it's still using the same wattage. So I don't know, without knowing the type of fixture.
Well, I think she needs to find out what she has and come see you.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. That's what we're there for.
That's statewide lighting. Okay. We're going to come back with Alan as well as your question on lighting and Harriet and Kelly and Barb and Sarah. We'll be getting to all of y'all's calls right after this. We appreciate y'all tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're going to get any answer you might have to any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin right after this short break.